So mainly অপরাধ আর ফোর টাইপস, দুষ্কৃতি সরি অনর্থ আর ফোর টাইপস, দুষ্কৃতি উত্থানর্থ, সুকৃতি উত্থানর্থ, অপরাধ উত্থানর্থ অ্যান্ড ভক্তি উত্থানর্থ। সো দুষ্কৃতি উত্থানর্থ নাম্বার ওয়ান, দুষ্কৃতি উত্থানর্থ। In past birth, we did some bad karma. For that, the result of that karma, we are getting five types of sufferings. Number one, avidya, who is temporary inert, temporary substance we think is eternal, and who is impure we think is completely pure, which is full of distress and suffering we thought is full of happiness, and who is anatma vastu, I feel it is my, that means anatma means where there is no soul, this material body with all, or this is myself, these are called avidya. That means this physical body, house, wife, son and material thing which is perishable, we think this is eternal. And moreover, this body is full of blood, flesh, bone, stool and urine, all are impure, but we keeping this pure and we have to enjoy by this. For this, want to get happiness, material happiness, for that we are passing through so many species. Sometime we are going hellish planet, and more we are going more hellish planet due to this avidya. Asmita, asmita means we have some illusion due to may. May means myself, and mira means mine. Due to this false ego, we are attached to this physical body, it's called asmita. Rag, number three. All living entity want to get happiness, want to free from distress. For that, they are discovering so many means. It is called rag or attachment. We are desiring something or hankering something, we are getting that, again we want to get more and more. This is the definition of rag. This, when there is a cause of happiness and distress, then we became agitated from that, it's called this. Abhinivesh, which you want to desire to get some favorable for sense of enjoyment. How we can get that? By our body, to attach to this physical body and become very fearful for death. This is called abhinivesh. This is due to sukriti urthanartha, which we did so many karmas, especially bad karma in our past birth. The essence of this duskriti urthanartha, we are reversed to Krishna from time being unlimited. and we have some bad desire. Due to the result of that bad desire, we have attachment, we have ego for this physical body is myself, and what is related to physical body is mine. Due to this kind of ego, there is some impression in our heart, and during bhajan, this impression became big obstacle in shravan and kirtan. When this obstacle come in shravan and kirtan, it's called duskriti uttha anartha, sukriti uttha anartha. In past births we did some pious karma, and we have did some karma with creative karma. Due to the creative karma, the result of this creative karma, we have some desire to get the happiness of temporary heavenly planet. It's called sukriti uttha anartha. Due to past birth impression, during bhajan, the desire for enjoyment come in our heart. It's called sukriti uttha anartha. Even the desire of mukti also in this category. When you have desire for sense gratification and sense desire for liberation, then you never can taste about bhajan. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pada has told in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1/2/22, Bhukti Mukti Spriha Javat Pisachi Hridi Vartate Tabad Bhakti Sukha Satru Kathamabhudayo Bhavet. When you have the desire for enjoyment and liberation, this is like a witch. How long this witch will be there? Up to that time, none can get bhakti sukh, none can taste the happiness of bhakti. So even Patanjali and other maharshis, for sukriti anartha, they told avidya asmita, which I explained as before. They also in the five types of sufferings, they include these five types of sufferings: avidya, asmita, ragdesh, abhinivesh, Patanjali and other maharshis in sukriti anartha. Aparad uttha anartha. Aparad uttha anartha means due to offense, some anarthas, some unwanted things are manifest. That unwanted thing is manifest due to offense, it's called aparad uttha anartha. These aparad uttha anarthas are almost the strongest obstacle in bhajan. In general way, it seems to be pap and aparad are same type, but according to the consideration of bhakti scripture, there is difference like heaven and earth. Only the semblance of bhajan, the heap of sin can destroy. Just like if you put fire in the heap of cotton, it will burn into ashes in a few minutes. In same way, only the semblance of bhajan, all sinful activity will be finished. But aparad, not like this. It is very dangerous. When you admit your own offense, and only by repentation, only by lamentation and repent, it will go away. The sinner easily by the power of bhajan can get perfection, but for offender not so easy. To kill someone, to steal somebody's goods, to illicit sex, be harsh, use harsh word, and giving miseries to others, and criticize others, drink alcohol, to eat meat, egg, etc. It is sinful activity according to Smriti Shastra. It also divided into 9 types: Otipatak, Mahapatak, Anupatak, Upapatak, Sankarigan, Apatrikaran, Jatibhrangsakar, Malabaha or Prakirna. Mention in Chaitanya Chaitamritam, Ekrishna Nam Kare Sarvapap Nas, Premer Karan Bhakti Karana Prakash, Premer Udaya Hai Premera Bikar, Sved Kampa Pulakadi Gadgada Shrudhar, Anayase Bhavakchaye Krishner Sevan, Ekrishna Namer Phale Paiya Tadhan, Hena Krishna Nam Jodi Laye Bahubar, Tobu Jodi Prem Nahe Nahe Ashrudhar, Tabe Jani Aparadh Dahate Prachur, কৃষ্ণনাম বিদাহে না করে অঙ্কুর।